Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Lay aside thy lutes and strumming, gentle folk, there's something coming. Will the lovers and the friends find their best and happy ends? So set yourself upon thy cushion, pull your dear ones to your bosom. The tale is now at hand. So turn your eyes up to the stars and listen well, as faithful Kumar with bleating air, with caper jest, cavorting shapes, and happenstance of lovers crossed and folded tight, will revel in this happy night. 'Tis only minutes to tell the tale, in truth perchance 'twill feel like hours.
I don't remember drinking last night, but that hasn't stopped me before.
Why is it so early?
Our ship is sailing perilously near a star, its rays attempting and mostly failing to penetrate the dark, dank miasma of the bioswamp. But we might as well call it morning.
And in that vast and wretched swamp, six characters awake. Two fae, two fond, two friends.
And one zebra, but more on him in a minute. Start we first with friends. Hang on, is that Shakespeare-y? Start we first? Because I feel like we're veering into Yoda territory here.
I'm just going with it. They awake, head to head, their faces damp with drool and words pressed on their cheeks from falling asleep on Dr. Theo's open manuscript.
At least they are on the same page at last. Each with half a story started or completed on the other's cheek.
In the night did Olivia drip milk of mushroom in each one's eye. Honestly, I'm not sure why.
Oh, good morrow.
Hey,
I would ask if you slept well, though, in truth. 'Tis writ plain upon your face.
Yours too, though the words are upside down. 'Twas a topsy-turvy night for certain.
Indeed. It's well Dr. Theo's ink is less weighty than his thoughts. Well, neither of us could raise our heads from his pillow.
Such strange dreams had I. Of fairy folks and mist and fog and something to do with mushrooms?
Tis the same with me. Also, my eyes are watering something fierce.
Right? What the hell is that about? I must admit, such a restful night I have not had in many moons. Despite the circus in my head.
And I the same. I recline upon a bed of moss, and the bedclothes are my own clothes, filthy and more full of needles than an octopus's knitting circle. Yet I slept as sound as a well-fed babe.
And I suspect I slept well for such good company had I, to sleep safe, knowing a friend was near.
Same. My dreams were all a tumult. Yet I wake as refreshed as though I slept a week away.
Oh, for God's sake! Fine! You both had a great night. You're welcome. You're done. Bugger off!
Oh, my God. Imp, you are too hasty. Let us enjoy the fruits of our labors.
Our? There's no our here, mate. That was all me.
It was mine idea.
Oh, yeah. And did your idea run all around this swamp, sticking its head in burrows and digging around in muck, looking for a stupid flower that's not even here? Eh? Did it?
Yeah, thought not.
Ah, whatever. So not a morning sprite, are you?
Ooh, look at the sundial. Is that the time? I must away and tend to the allegrits. Though the big bad plant is a dutiful nursemaid to them babes, I prefer to perform my duties before he awakes.
I do wish to see how they grow. For so charming and merchandisable art they. May I assist you in your tasks?
Really? I'd be most grateful. There are a lot of them, and nippy aren't they when hungry. The last of them are ready to fledge. Mayhaps thou hast some tips for the really stupid ones?
With pleasure, fair friend. Well met. Lead the way.
Well done, Sprite. These two are as firm in friendship as I could wish. And behold, here waketh the ship's second best physician, and his lady love sleeps nearby, hanging from the bow above his head.
Good morning.
Gosh, good morning, Doctor. Whence came you here? I knew not you slept below me.
Nor I that you perched above. Your hair doth hang low enough to tickle my face, yet it woke me not. In truth, I dreamt of soft caresses, as from a mother's hand.
Mother, huh?
Well, lovers, actually, but I thought 'twas better to give credit to a mom in such modest company.
Oh, Dr. Theo, when hath modesty ever done a maiden useful service? 'Tis an idea older than the sun, and about as much fun to be stuck in. Let passion swallow modesty as an owl swallows a mouse. Let it chase modesty away, as I do chase and devour the lace wings and flies of May.
What sayest thou exactly?
Could I be more plain, physician? Perhaps whatever lodges in mine throat allows only frippery and foolishness by, and blocks all else from passing. For I would speak of love.
Yeah, you're going to have to be super clear here.
Oh, for God's sake, blah, 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 blah. When's his mushroom gonna kick in?
Yeah, did I not warn you to skip the time release capsules?
Oi! There were five people getting doused last night. You figure out the timing.
Dr. Theo, I know thou art possessed of a strange power.
Ah, 'tis true, I do.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
What potion is this?
Eminente pendiliflora. Otherwise known as whispering bells. Turns out our version don't even allow for whispering. Ooh, I really must remember where I found those.
Well, struck dumb art thou. My, my. Our Dr. Theo lost for words. Well, I shall find thy tongue again. Lips, good Dr. Theo, may be used for other purposes than speech, eh?
I have wasted mine on words, 'tis clear.
Woof! Kissing really is awkward on audio only.
Ugh, it ain't just audio.
I have wished to taste these lips a while.
You have opened mine eyes along with mine mouth, fair Pipistro. Why didst thou tarry so long in the telling?
'Tis thy magic, Dr. Theo. I trusted not my own heart's longings, nor could I take the measure of yours.
I cannot speak to your heart, Pippi, but I know mine own is as much a bat as the object of its affections. For when you are near, it does as many swoops and loops and swirls and flies as high to chase the winds. When you're by my side, there is as much flutter in my chest as in thy wings.
Then fly away with me. And let us make the moon blush and cover her face with clouds or our saucy talk.
Fly, fairest night blooming flower. I follow.
Olivia.
Hang on, just need to finish heaving in the bushes. Ugh, human love is... Ugh, ugh.
Sprite, it strikes me I have been deprived of some amusement. Were not the lovers meant first to seek their own mates in befuddlement and confusion? That's what we said.
I prefer not to, puck it up, if you catch me?
Not at all.
Never mind. Want to see your queen fall in love with a zebra?
A zebra? What's funny about a zebra? Zebras aren't funny. The stripes kill it.
Oi, it's the best I could do on short notice, mate. Besides, she already fell for an arse.
Hath she? Ah, oh, damn. Damn, I missed it.
No, you didn't. The zebra's over there behind the, whatever the hell that is. Give him a nod, will you?
Here lies the object of my lady's affections, though neither of them know it yet. Vakey, vakey, fancy donkey. Now, wake you her, Olivia. Quickly.
Ouch!
Oh, that static thing is a bitch, ain't it?
Oh. Thought I a moment my lord's favourite little pucker did zap me from my slumbers, but now I see 'twas my own heart. What manner of man art thou, who are more comely of face and graceful of limb than any fay?
Beg pardon?
Your voice wafts on the breeze to my ear a lilting lullaby.
See how my lady doth dote upon the beast? The zebra is well clothed in stripes, for sure he is a prisoner now.
Oh, yeah. A prison full of affection and treats and someone to share his life with. However will he survive?
Suck not the fun for my pranks, Sprite. Danke.
I do sing, actually. Wouldst thou like to hear?
Oh, I wait upon thy warble, my love. But, I was nine. 'Tis not a musical. At least not yet. So, save thee thy hey nunny nunnies for now. Oh, talk to me, and let me stroke thy lovely, if anatomically incorrect, mane. Oh, thou art a pretty fellow.
Hadst thou fall in a mushroom patch with thy mouth open, lady?
Nay, thou art not so unlovable that only hallucinogens render thee palatable. Faith, thou art a tasty stallion, which would make many a mare merry.
Thou hast found the psilocybeans, I see. Struth, I thought I took those well away from cider smell.
Oh, such a modest beast. Lie thee here and sleep a while until thy mind comes aright.
Zebra sleep standing up.
Carest thou for a sweet, Duckweed! Duckweed!
Here, my lady.
Lord, hath thou been at the swamp hooch again? Thou look'st as rough as Albert's hide.
And twice as green.
Aye, might you send another to do your bidding?
Nay, for you know the pools where the oysterish things hide and how to harvest that fuzzy skin fruit that smells of bacon without getting its slime on thy face. Only you know how to follow the rise and fall of the egret's flights, up and down and up and down, to fly with them and harvest a guano-laden nest for his soup.
I fear your friend doth fertilize the flowers. What exactly is guano?
No, for... Woolly Sedge!
Aye, mistress.
You too, eh?
Blame Lily of the Water. She had a line in on some top shelf hooch.
And the twin tails, both horse and cat?
Their tails were truly kicked, m'lady, and are now tucked firm between their legs.
Well, go and find thee some dark hole to hide in along with your surly sisters till thou art once more civil. I shall tend to my love myself. Off you go.
Didn't hear what now?
Shh, my equine innamorato. Rest here, and I shall bring the world to you.
Am I yet asleep? Do I dream? In what sweet world doth a fairy queen? as rich in beauty and kindness as any earthly queen is rich in gold. Dote on such a rough and ragged beast as me.
Nay, I'll have no one speak ill of my love, not even himself. Oh, let me stop thy mouth with kisses and sweetmeats until thy temper turns. Mwah! Kisses.
Wow, never did she do me thus.
Of kissing.
Yeah, how often did you call her rich in beauty and kindness?
Only every year on her birthday, like clockwork. Like German clockwork.
Look, Doc, I'm not one for the squishy stuff either. But is it possible you could do a bit better? Indeed, if not in word.
Bring her flowers, you mean? Why? She is surrounded by them. Magic ones that do her bidding. I can only bring her the kind that you gotta go find a vase for.
Dude, when's the last time you cooked? Or washed a load of wings? Or scrubbed a lily pad? Or fetched her a rare magical ingredient from the deepest swamps
Okay, thou hast made thy point. And shoved it in my kidneys and twisted it a few times.
Oh, good morrow, mistress. Might I have leave to chop mine own head off and replace it with an old radish? It would be less spicy.
And I to carve out my stomach and borrow another from a long-haired cat fond of licking, for it would cost fewer dry heavings than I had this morn.
Oh, my foolish fay, come near. Come near and lie thee down, and bring a bucket, just in case.
Oh, thou art as cross as mine eyes that refuse to focus.
Thou art as full of spleen as...
Waiting.
A splenectomy surgeon's waste bin?
You.
Yet thou must admit I pulled it out.
Can't disagree.
The heads and stomachs punish thee enough, Right. Help me feed this fine fellow with grapes and buns and... Oh, yes, fetch some mulled wine, if thou canst keep from barfing.
Got any grass?
Shall I roll thee a fatty?
Thy wine, sir.
Ladies, never had I such a feast, nor such pleasant company to share it. What service may I do you?
Nay, love, 'tis not a transaction. You need give no tat in return for our...
But I want to show thee my appreciation. Such kindness as thou hast rendered me, I wist return in kind.
Oh. Yeah, I know thou art a zebra, but in truth... Thou art also a deer.
I see what thou didst there.
Well, that's just rude.
He's way better at this than you are.
Ach, Liebchen, what flower's nectar may I drip in her eye to remind her that she loves me best?
Look, idiot. No flower power needed. She already loves you for reasons I'll never fathom. Just do better by her. No more unauthorized lute strumming for starters. Show her some appreciation. Wipe out a bowl made from an acorn from time to time, all right. Maybe pass the rushes across the floor once in a while.
Surely it is not so simple.
I don't think it has to be hard. Also, and this is a biggie, no more spells, no more potions. No one ever won fair heart by playing foul.
Okay, release mine lady from your spell.
Oh, now it's my spell, is it?
Go unleash the magic dragon, Olivia, and be sure to tell her you're responsible for 12 hours of supernatural gaslighting.
That'll go over well.
Oh, just do it. I have things to do. Bye!
You owe me.
Oh, come, Olivia. You enjoyed that.
Thou may cease thy stroking my mane, for the king hath... buggered off.
Very well, but 'tis lovely and soft. In faith, thy merch should be jumping off the shelves,
Struth, says me something I don't know.
Oh, me as well.
And me!
And me! And me! Though I'm willing to work out a merry exchange, maybe a she.
You all shalt have your recompense, for surely you didst play your parts well. So guilty doth my king feel. I wager he is e'en now at work tidying my home and emptying my dishwasher. 10 to 1, I wakest tomorrow to cinnamon rolls in bed. Oh, woof.
How long do you imagine his better reason will prevail? What if he return to winching? Or knaving, come to that?
Then shall we play a new trick? Such cheeps and tomfoolery, pranks and jibes will there be.
Dial us it back, Woolly Sedge. Thy head is like thy name, half full of wool. Come, my fairies, come, 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 Woolly Sedge, come, duckweed, follow, cattail and horsetail. Let us quit this place, for surely 'tis as rancid as old cheese, long forgotten in an inside pocket of former Captain Jesse's spacesuit. Ugh.
Stepping on board the IS-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's Log, Stardate, I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has three recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes 4 servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any linked subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
Thus, like a toilet flushed, the bioswamp doth empty its contents out of sight and with much relief.
So, what now?
Hoped I we might have exited the wormhole by now and returned to our familiar selves.
Yet thou speakest still as one who spells old with an E at the end.
Indeed. Well, sayest thou meanwhile and see what happens.
Meanst while.
Tonight are many hearts healed, and I would celebrate love's triumph. Personally, I'd celebrate with a wee romp betwixt the sheets, but 'tis not yet the hour for nookie nookie.
Aye. Nor hast thou yet earned thy place upon my pillows.
Point of clarification. When you say my pillow...
Can it, Cupid?
Yep, sorry.
How shall we wear away the hours? What merriment can fill the idle time till 'tis meet to seek the comfort of the bedchamber?
Oh, I do fancy an eve of bawdy theater and chill.
Why stallest thou? Art thee not grown? Canst thee not make thine own decisions to nookie or no?
Faith, unless thou whet thy appetites with waiting, set to.
They have a point.
Oh, I'm down.
So, what of thou?
I couldst eat.
And I couldst drink. Actually, I know a good bar. If you don't mind ghosts.
Doth the bartender make a gimlet worth the tipple?
Aye, and strong. So thou may tipplest over at the finish.
And wilt thou be my wingman?
No man is better prepared than I.
Then let us away and drink our sorrows, so they may be drunk while we are made merry.
You want to unravel that?
Nay, hush.
Last one there to truly a sniveling villainous hobby horse.
Fie, I follow.
Huh. Exit pursued by a boar.
Wrong play. Oh, never mind.
Shh. Good fellow. Join me, for a bite of dessert. Yes? Come on.
Ooh. Olivia, You'll clean up?
Clean up? What exactly am I cleaning up? Oh, hello. You're all still here. I mean, 10 points for dedication, but 2 Fakespeare episodes? That's masochism, that's what that is. Right, I suppose you're waiting for Puck's wrap-up speech, eh? If these shadows have offended and whatnot? Okay. We don't care if you're offended. Just be glad this story's ended. But on this day of hearts and roses, be kind, especially to those as fine as they a rough road to travel. And now before my head unravel, may luck and love be ever thine. And wilt thou be my Valentine?
I think that did it.
Yes, finally, we are out of the wormhole. Yes.
Thank Ron. That was getting ugly.
Credits?
Credits.
You've been listening to David S. Deer as Dr. Theo Brome, Kevin Hall as Greg, Sarah Golding as Mrs. Sheffield, Eric Perry as Dr. Von Havesetzer, Shannon Perry as Olivia, Christy Talon-Sage as Julie, Tim Sherburn as Colin,
Sarah Ray Warner as Pipistrel, Bonnie Brantley as Duckweed, Woolly Sedge, Horsetail, and Cattail.
I'm Kyle Jones, your narrator too.
And I'm Chris Nadolny-Gorley, your narrator. Our music was composed and performed by John Faley, and our artwork is by Lucas Elliott.
Sarah Golding is our
dialogue editor,
and Shannon Perry is our sound designer. Oz9 is written by Shannon Perry.
Oz9 is a proud member of the Fable and Folly Network. Be sure to check out our awesome podcast siblings at fableandfolly.com. We'll see you next time, Space Monkeys. Keep your eyes on the stars. And if you see Cupid, seriously, tell him to adjust his sash.
I know, right? It's kind of gross. Nobody needs to see that.
I mean, God of love, I get it, but save some mystery, right? Lights! Mwah.
Addison is on the air.
Do you love old-time radio?
Yeah!
You know absolutely nothing about old-time radio.
Also yes.
Then Madison on the Air is for you. Follow Madison, a modern-day makeup influencer, as she zapped back into the golden age of radio. Every episode is standalone with a wide variety of genres to choose from, like detective noir.
You put the dick in private dick.
Superheroes.
So I am in the body of the Green Hornet.
Westerns.
Saloon fight. Now this is a western.
Sci-fi.
Dude, the Martian's got a freaking heat ray.
Plus classic characters.
Toto. Oh, I gotta get that dog into an obedience class. Really digging Dracula's OG goth style. What if I killed freaking Sherlock Holmes?
And many more. Actual old-time radio scripts adapted.
It's like if the MST3K Riff Tracks guys were in the movies they riff.
Start at the beginning or jump around to any title that grabs you. New episodes premiere the first of every month.
Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hey, Dad. I've got a question for you, and it makes me really frustrated.
Mikey, the stars are wrong.
He jumped 2.5 times farther than we were supposed
to. He's not a robot, right?
He's an AI.
They used you, yes, but they used me worse.
I want to go home.
How many minutes are in a while?
Ask Your Father is available anywhere you get podcasts. Find out more at GideonMedia.com.